This task went wrong right from the beginning, really, didn't it?
It did. And it's really interesting because right at the very beginning, as soon as we started to sort of play around with the whole Curminator idea, I did have a bit of a sinking feeling that it was all going to go a bit pear-shaped. And it did. And I did say to Chris, you know, people are going to laugh at this and Lord Sugar won't like it. So, yeah, a bit of intuition early on there.
There were no other ideas, though, really, were there?
There were. There was many ideas on the table. We could only really pursue with Curminator because as part of the process, you know, a lot of the ideas we had had to be kind of trademark searched and what have you. And unfortunately, most of the ideas we had were already taken or already registered. So Curminator was the only real one we could run with at the time.
But you ended up putting a reasonably good advert together.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm very proud of Stuart and Chris with those ads. I think the radio ad was cool. Stuart Baggs does the most incredible voices. I think that was fantastic. And do you know what? I think the ad was good. It was fun. You know, at the moment, there's a lot of great ad campaigns out there that are very much based on nostalgia, like the whole thing of bringing back certain famous chocolate bars that we remember from our childhood. Now, I think Curminator, obviously, in a way, we were piggybacking on the old Terminator movies a little bit, but to me, it was a fun idea that would really capture the sort of imagination of the nation. And, you know, you'd literally go into work the next day and somebody would say to you, hasta la vista, gravy. So it was fun, it was memorable, far more memorable than OxyClean.
You still don't really think your team should have lost, do you?
Well, I think Lord Sugar thought the same thing himself, because Lord Sugar actually said himself, you know, to the other guys, he said, technically you haven't won, but technically you haven't lost. So he didn't even think what they did was good, and he even told them it was poor, it was dated, and it was sexist. So it's just a shame that the scales didn't tip a little bit further in our favour.
Did you bring the right person back into the boardroom with you?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, because Lord Sugar made very clear that if I would have brought Laura into the boardroom, it would have been her that had been fired. But the reason I brought Sandeesh in is that genuinely, you know, Laura contributed more to the task. You know, I know Sandeesh did the pitch, and it was a good pitch, but she didn't write a lot of that. I wrote a lot of the pitch for her. So I didn't feel she should take a lot of credit for that, and really genuinely. I know Laura got angry and, you know, it all sort of went a bit wrong, if you like, when I chose Sandeesh to do the pitch instead of Laura. Laura pretty much spat her dummy out and had a bit of a hissy fit and then proceeded to become quite disruptive because she couldn't take it that, you know, Sandeesh was going to do the pitch. However, before then, you know, Laura had been very good. She'd been great with the brainstorm. And I think overall she contributed more.
Laura seems to think that she never gets a chance to prove what she's worth. Is she right?
I think that's a load of nonsense, really. You know, Laura has only been team manager once, and they failed with that terrible bookies. So I know Laura, you know, kept going on about what a wonderful marketer she is. But, you know, in the same way, you know, she came unstuck herself. That said, you know, Laura had some good ideas. I think she's a very talented person, but I think she had every opportunity to prove herself in previous weeks. And obviously the bookies was, you know, an example of her, you know, of where she came unstuck.
Last week, there were a few comments going around about how you perhaps wind people up the wrong way. Are you annoying?
It was only Paloma who said that. Nobody else has actually said that whatsoever. You know, with the...
Well, they said it in the boardroom. Lord Sugar and Karen had a discussion.
Yeah, but I think they took Paloma's words. Paloma suggested it, and then, you know, Lord Sugar, Nick and Karen discussed it. No, I don't rub people up the wrong way. I think I'm one of the few candidates who got on really well with everybody. And, you know, in my day-to-day job, you know, I have, you know, business relationships with all different people, from designers to ad agencies to people in PR and whatever. You know, the reason I've been successful so far in my job is because, you know, I'm a people person. I get on with people. You know, I even went traveling around the world for 7 months, you know, made a lot of new friends along the way, you know. I'm not like that. That just isn't true. So, you know, I think Paloma was just trying to say that to discredit me because she felt the pressure. She realised that, you know, she'd failed to secure the right clothing label on that day. And she thought, oh, yes, you know, let's pin this on Alex.
Now, prediction time. Who do you think will be fired next?
Well, I know Sandeesh, if you like. To me, she's the one that got away on this occasion. You know, consistently, she's not been right there at the front. You know, she's often been there in the background, not doing so much. So to me, it will be Sandish who gets fired next.
And who do you think's going to win?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, I think Jamie Lester is a strong contender. He's a great salesperson, and I know that's what Sugar really wants. He wants somebody who is great with sales. I think Bagsy or Stuart Bags has got a good chance. He's a little bit different, a bit out there, a bit unconventional. But I don't know. I think he's very commercial. He's savvy. He's a lot of fun. But whether Lord Sugar will think that, I just don't know.
Looking back, presumably it was quite a long time ago that you recorded these episodes. But looking back, how do you feel about the whole thing? Are you happy you went on the show?
This has been one of the most amazing things I've ever done. I mean, I've done a lot of amazing things, so for it to be well up there, it means it was bloody amazing. You know, wouldn't change it for the world. The other candidates were great group of people, you know, great sort of bunch of people. And I think, you know, even after the show, you know, I think I've made some new friends for life, if you like, so I'll definitely be in touch with a lot of those candidates. And, you know, I'm fully focused on the future. You know, it's really focused me now. I'm working on something new and exciting of my own that I hope will launch early in the new year. And I'm now doing a lot of private consultancy. I've got a number of private clients, and I even do work for my old employer who originally made me redundant. So the fact that they've taken me back just shows, you know, what a key member of their team I was.
Blimey, you can talk.
I can't.